All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad. Thereafter, O slaves of Allah, the month of forgiveness, that is the month of Ramadan, has finally arrived. This is the month of abstinence from the worldly pleasures, the defiance of desires, and the month of pure intentions. So move towards occupying your days and breaths with acts of obedience to Allah, because the one who doesn't spend his spare time in matters that benefit him will end up wasting his time in matters that do not benefit him. For this reason, and for our love of obedience to Allah, I shall tell you what deeds are preferred for the fasting month to do during this month. When you are awake, let the first thing you do be the praising of Allah by saying, Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim, which means, in the name of Allah, by whose name harm is evaded in the heavens or on earth, and he is attributed with everlasting and eternal hearing and perfect knowledge. Say this in Arabic 3 times in the morning and in the evening. It was related that our beloved Prophet Muhammad said that no harm will come to the one who says it 3 times each day and 3 times each night. Then, my dear Muslims, recite the protective words, and after that, tend to your primary worldly needs. But do not forget to place the right intention as you tend to your worldly matters, like going to work. Place a sincere intention in the heart to go out to work today for the purpose of providing for your wife and children the obligatory sustenance in obedience to Allah alone. Obey Allah at work, so do not lie and do not cheat, and remember the saying of the best of the creations, by the will of Allah, fasting leads to safety from hellfire. When you fast, you must refrain from sexual intercourse, and if someone shall fight you or slander you, say to them, I am fasting, I am fasting. This is the mannerism which the Prophet ordered. Abide by the good manners. Remember that during Ramadan, the doors of paradise are open and the doors of hellfire are closed and the lead devils are chained. Remember also never to swear at or curse or slander a Muslim, especially during the month of Ramadan. Obey Allah, O slaves of Allah. Spend your time in acts of obedience to Allah, and when you do that, your times become valuable, and Allah will ease for you the feeling of thirst and hunger. Once you ascertain the setting of the sun, break your fast soon after. This is in accordance with the saying of the Prophet, it is commendable for the fasting men and women to break their fast soon after the sun has set. Break your fast by eating dates, and if you don't have, then by drinking water. Then, if you wish, before you continue eating, you may perform the sunset prayer. After you finish your meal, get up energetically to make your way to perform the nightfall and the qiyam of Ramadan prayers in the mosque. Also, recite much of the Quran and never waste your time watching television, switching from one channel to another. Know, my dear Muslims, that the night of greatness, called Laylatul Qadr, can fall in any night of Ramadan. So, make many supplications and prayers every night, especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Acts of worship done in the night of greatness are more rewarding than acts of worship done in 1,000 months, which do not have the night of Qadr in them. In the end, I urge you to visit your relatives and strengthen ties with your kin. We ask Allah the Exalted to accept our fasting and prayers, and Allah knows best.